You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to the Monday edition of Ace and Friends. I am the modern day Mr. Rogers. My name is Ace, along with Tech D Rob, Riggins. We need to get some new friends. It says Ace and Friends, but it's always just Tech D Rob and Riggins. We need to add to it.
Where are your friends at?
I find it's better to have a smaller number of friends. So I think we're good.
A small group of friends?
Yeah.
I need to thank a member of the radio family first, because our web guy, Frank, sent me a message, but it doesn't have this. I don't know who to thank here. He sent me a message. Hey, got this below from a listener. I was helping with Prime Plus this week. Wanted to pass it along. The guy says, hi, Frank. Appreciate it. Blah, blah, blah. P.S. Please tell Ace how much I, all caps, love the new Ace and Friends show. I listen to it over anything else. Such a positive way to start the day. Thanks again. End quote.
That's it.
You don't think it's a positive way to start the day, Riggins?
No.
Oh, I think it's a very positive way to start the day.
Absolutely.
Kind of kick off your week. We got some good news. Mm-hmm. There's some fun stuff coming up today. I have quite an update. Something very big happening in my household in just a few hours. In just a few hours.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
It has required some movement and some redecorating.
Yeah.
As well as some planning and much more.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fill you in the details on that. Riggins may have found a condition that Tech D Rob has. Mm. We'll find out about that in a few minutes. And you've got a brand new game called Most Likely Monday.
Yeah.
Which means what, Riggins?
It's just a game. We're going to find out who's most likely to do very specific, peculiar things.
Okay, so a lot of stuff coming up today on Ace and Friends. That is next.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Wrong button, Rob. Sorry, ready?
Yep.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
It's Monday, and Riggins has a brand new game called Most Likely Monday.
Yeah.
This game could be played any day.
Yeah, it just
but the alliteration
good.
Works really well.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so explain. These are we picked the show member, cast member who is most likely to do these things.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody can play. Everybody's got an answer for each of these. Who is most likely? Who would be most likely to bake you a birthday cake and surprise you with it
on this show?
Correct.
You, Riggins. That would be my vote.
I was gonna say TJ.
You think TJ would?
Yeah.
Oh, do we count TJ? I thought we meant on just on.
Oh, on this show?
On this show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, whatever.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. Then I would say you, Riggins. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to cancel on their friends without giving proper reasons?
Riggins.
Riggins.
What? I would never do that.
I think you would.
I would not.
Okay.
Who is most likely to shoplift something?
I know y'all are thinking me.
No, I was. I'm not at all.
But I'm not a shoplifter.
I'm not either.
I don't think any of us would, to be honest.
I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, either. That's a tough one.
Who's most likely to have three people involved?
Ace.
Ace, definitely, right?
That's going to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dream come true.
Who's most likely to get caught in the act in public with just one other person?
Ace.
Yeah, I also think Ace.
You can say it loud, Rob. I'm not ashamed of it.
Well, I'm a little ashamed of it.
I mean, you know.
You should be ashamed of it. Why are you not? That's more worrying.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get caught, but I mean, you know.
He's very careful.
Yeah, whatever, he's so good at it.
Yes. It can be exciting at times.
Who's most likely to tell the lamest joke?
Well, if you ask my wife, it's me.
You tell lame dad jokes?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. But anytime I try to tell a story, she's kind of like, okay, let's get moving along.
Well, that's different.
Oh, and then she tells the story. She told the story the day so like 10 times longer than any story I've ever told. And I wanted desperately to go, okay. But I didn't.
Was it a good story?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's
no, sucks. It was not a good story.
Yeah.
She rushes me along, and I'm like, I am a storyteller. It's what I do. Let me, like, but if I'm telling it to her, she's like, okay. So in the principle.
Do you care? Do you stop right then and just like, all right, never mind?
I have just like, never. Just yeah, it's not even.
I think I would do the same thing. Who's most likely to talk in a movie theater during a movie?
It's not me.
It could be.
Really? You think you? Really? Yeah. That would surprise me.
People get real sanctimonious in movie theaters.
That surprises me.
No phones. Like, that does not distract me that much. I think people get over the top about it.
It doesn't bother me a terrible amount.
No.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to have a foot fetish?
Ace. Did you say anything sexual you're going to say to me, Rob? I don't have a foot fetish.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it'd be Rob. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because he's probably kind of a deviant.
I wouldn't have said that. There's something.
You think Rob's like a closet freak?
We don't know about his interests, I think.
Okay.
I'd love to know.
You've always said that, Rick. I do.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Riggins has found a TikTok that may tell us the condition that Rob has. Why he's kind of like a hermit. Or not. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right, so does Tech D Rob have a condition of some sort? Before I play this, Riggins, do you believe this is something Rob has?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's so specific and it's something I've never heard of before. And I thought, oh my gosh, that kind of describes the way he feels.
All right, here we go.
Do
normal people leave their house every day?
Funny thing you should ask, because at my psychiatric testing today, they mentioned that I may have something called avoidant personality disorder. So I don't claim to be like any other normal people per se, but basically that avoidant personality disorder means that I avoid people at all costs. So I go to therapy once a week, and that is in person. If I have other appointments that I really have to go to, then I do leave the house to go to them. But other than that, I just keep my ass at home. So now I'm really curious. How often do you get out of the house?
Okay. Avoidant personality disorder. Unless she has an appointment she has to go to, she doesn't leave the house.
Avoid people at all costs.
And for Rob, that includes avoiding us, friends, in social settings if you happen to bump into him while you're out. Do you think that's true, Rob? You could have avoidant personality disorder?
Sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah. She goes, I don't hate people. It's yeah. not that. It's just I tend to avoid them.
Yeah, he's not mean or anything like that. He just doesn't want to interact with people unless it's on his terms.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
And that's true, though. Unless you have to go to an appointment, like a doctor, or you have to go pick something up, you avoid people all the way around.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you eat like you eat most of your lunches in your car on the way home. Mm-hmm. And unless you go out to eat, well, you rarely go out to eat. Most of the time it comes to your house or you get delivered or something, right?
No, I do more drive-through pickup than anything.
Drive-through pickup, okay. And take it home and eat?
Yeah, I can't do DoorDash. It's too expensive now.
Okay.
What worries me is like I've never had psychological testing. I don't want to do that. Who's looking to find out? Like, we actually have a name for this. It's a disorder.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, maybe you just like being at home. I don't know that that's a disorder.
Avoidant personality disorder is the name of it. It's not really. I don't think it's
because really you like to stay at home and avoid people. I don't know.
That well, everything's got to be got to have a name now. It's got to have a disorder name attached to it or something like that. So maybe we've had a breakthrough here, Riggs.
Maybe.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Oh, the good news. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face today. Two really good stories coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
There's a lot of news out there,
but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
I love this first story today. A couple was digging up a fishing net that was caught in the sand on a Texas beach. And as they were, you know, flinging the sand out, flinging the shells out of the net, they spotted a diamond ring. The ring had been lost a month earlier by another couple on that same beach. And they had gone out and gotten a group of local metal detectors to look for it. Well, just so happened, the metal detector people, having not found the ring yet, were on the beach at this time with their metal detectors searching for the ring. They saw that, oh wait, they found a ring, ran over to them, and because the metal detectors were there, they were able to put the people together with the ring's owner
and success.
Good.
They were able to return that ring to someone.
Love
Hang
that.
On. I can't find the other good news story. I'll give it to you real quick. I remember most of it. There's a guy who claims that his celebrity doppelganger caused him to win $500,000. He was watching a movie. His celebrity doppelganger won $500,000 on a lottery ticket. So the guy decided when he was at the store later that day, I'm going to get a lottery ticket. So he bought a lottery ticket and won $500,000. As unbelievable as that story goes, here's the catch. The guy wants to remain anonymous for his winning, so we don't know who the celebrity was or what the movie was.
Yeah.
So now we don't know. I mean, there's no end to the story. Like, oh, and here's how the story ends. It was Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
We don't know who it was.
Okay.
I thought this was supposed to be good news.
It is good news. It's good news the guy won. It's kind of cool that he saw his celebrity doppelganger win money in the movie, and then he goes out and buys a lottery ticket and wins the same amount of money. That's pretty wild. What I really want to know is, does he really look like the celebrity or not?
Yeah.
I mean, because a lot of times people say, that's my doppelganger. No, it's not.
It's the old Megan Fox situation again.
Yeah. That girl that sounded like Megan Fox. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you don't. But anyway, good news for him. He won $500,000.
Good for him.
Okay. There's something big happening. Literally, my home is being prepared as we speak. My day has been turned upside down because of something that's going on in my house later today. Details next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
Big day today in my life. I told y'all last week that we got contacted, we being me and my wife. We got contacted by a lady through social media to be interviewed for a show regarding age gap couples. Well, they contacted us Friday and said, how would Monday at 2 be for your Zoom call? And we said, that'll be great. So this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we have to block out 2 hours for a Zoom in our home. We're having to pay a babysitter to come over and take care of Dax upstairs. We had to go board the dog for the day because there could be no distractions.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And they sent an email with a long list of details. Here are all the things you have to do to be ready for this thing at 2 o'clock today. One of which was they've set up a Google Drive where Amanda went and uploaded a bunch of videos and pictures and all this kind of stuff they requested. Pictures of family, pictures of anybody that could end up being a part of our lives. We had to send all these pictures to them. We had to set up the most, and I quote, glam looking portion of our home for this video.
Mm-hmm.
no windows or anything like that. Well, the problem is our entire living, dining, kitchen area is all the windows.
Yeah.
All the way around. It's just windows. So we'll have to leave the blinds closed. But it's the directions are get as glam as you can. So they sent a picture, and I believe it's one of the women from, I'm not sure. It's one of the Housewives show, I believe, that's being interviewed. Housewives of the Potomac or of Atlanta or something. I'm not sure which one. But she's wearing this, like, sequin dress, and she's, you know, this will be the kind of the shot that we're going for. I'm like, okay, that's wild. So I guess I have to wear
sequins,
like a suit or something. Oh, yeah. Amanda's wearing this, you know, this very tiny red dress that she wore a couple years ago. That's, you know, and I was like, you're gonna have to kind of
squeeze them in,
push them up, move them around.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're making TV here.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. There are a few more details I'll share with you in a second, including what my wife told me after reading through the email. The two things that I'm going to need to work on, should we get on the show?
Okay.
Should we end up on the show? The two things that I need to work on, according to my wife. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
All right. I mean, for the record, let me say I'm not what you would call overly excited about the possibility of being on this particular reality show about age gap couples. Cautiously optimistic, let me put it that way, because I do not know what the turn is or how this goes. I'll learn a lot more today about what the angle of the show is, and I don't want to be on something that they're like, okay, now you two need to get into a fight.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing where they're scripting stuff, and I don't want to do that. But I was telling you that this email that we received goes through the details of how the shot needs to be set up. And if you have a ring light, use that. Dress. Have 2 to 3 other things out that you can show us should we not like what it is that you're wearing and want you to change clothes, that kind of thing. It's very detailed, very particular about what they want to see, you know, as much natural light as possible on your faces, blah, 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 blah. So it's a lot. And they said block out 90 minutes for the interview. So there's like a 30-minute span at the beginning where the lady that's setting it all up looks at the shot and helps us move stuff around or whatever. Then once we're ready to go, they film it and do this interview. And then after reading through this email on Friday, my wife says to me, you know, if we get on this show, she goes, this you're gonna need to get, you know, more shredded like you used to be. I said, yeah, okay, I'm in the process of doing that. Okay. She goes, and
okay,
got to make a decision about your hair.
Oh, ouch.
My God, dang, what? Like,
make a decision.
What do you mean make a decision? She goes, we're either going to, you got to do something. She wants me to just buzz it down short. And we've already established that doesn't look good on me. She goes, I liked it. I'm like, you are lying. You did not like that.
No, we shared a picture of you with a shaved head, and I thought it looked good, too.
But when I actually shaved my head down, it didn't look good at all. Cut it down really low like that. It didn't look good at all.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, remember that? It was a whole big thing back during the last summer, I believe. Right around the time, right before the baby was born, maybe a year or so
ago. Were you hiding it under a hat?
No, I was in here. We did it. We posted it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
That was quite a blow. It was a little bit of a blow.
Yeah, we got to figure out what we're going
to
do.
Because you know what I came up with for her appearance that needs to be improved?
Huh.
Nothing.
Yeah,
I was like, well, I would say something about your appearance, but I think you look pretty awesome. So I'm
What would you improve if
about
you
her appearance? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nothing about her appearance.
You want to tell me after we go to commercial what you would really say?
Yeah.
Ace and Friends. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
A few minutes ago, we were talking about being in the movies. And Riggins, you don't mind people in the movie theater who look at their phone or something like that.
Doesn't affect me at all.
Does it bother you when the people you are with try to talk to you during the movie?
Not really.
Rob, you're a big movie goer. Does it bother you?
All of the above bothers me.
Okay. Yesterday, for some reason, I was looking at TikToks. The Sopranos have been coming up on TikToks on my phone. And I guess Amanda saw one, too. And she said, I've never seen that. I said, tell you what, when the baby goes down for a nap, let's watch the first episode, see if you like it. We'll go from there. She liked it a lot, except for here is the problem watching anything with my wife. Well, how many seasons of The Sopranos are there? Eight?
I think eight.
And I remember, you know, I watched it and was way into the show when it was on. So we're watching the first episode. She's like, oh, is that guy in the mob with him? Mm. Well, first off, if you can't look at these guys and tell they're in the mob with him,
yeah.
I don't know what to say. Oh, the priest is at the house. Is the wife having an affair with him? I said, just watch the show.
Yeah.
She said, oh, is that, are they going to kill that guy? Are we going to watch the show? Yeah. I don't remember every detail, but just watch and see what happens.
Yeah. I don't want to be in an interview watching stuff, but
that's what everything's like watching. Yeah. Who's that guy? We'll be in the movies and she'll lean over like watching. I remember we went to see the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. She would lean over and go, is that how they really wrote that song? I don't know. I don't watch the movie. Oh, yeah. Is this going to become We Will Rock You? What do you think? They're standing on the stage going, yeah. Doom, doom. I bet it does.
Yeah. But part of that is like she's referring to you as the expert, which I would appreciate. I'd be like, all right, yeah, you're going to me because you have questions about something that I'm an expert in.
But doesn't so that take some of the fun out of it? Like if somebody's always telling you in advance, like, hey, get ready.
Not to her. I would be kind of flattered by that. I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought of it that way. Just like just take it in. Let it happen. Yeah. Just, you know, absorb it so it's all surprising as we go.
You know? Well, good thing you only got eight more seasons of Sopranos.
Yeah, eight more years or whatever to go through.
150 episodes.
But here's what you didn't appreciate. I did stop it at one point and go, hey, you see that guy right there? I said, yeah. And I looked him up on my phone. I said, that's who that is. That's little Steven Van Zandt. Little Steven from the E Street Band.
Nothing.
That silence, that was her reaction. Yeah. Like, I don't know who that is. No. I said, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band? She goes, oh.
Yeah, I would have the same reaction.
Cool. I was
like, it's Little Steven, man.
Hey, why are you talking bad about Little Steven?
Like, Little Steven, the E Street Band? She's like, no.
What he's done to his body?
Oh, okay. Yeah, just total silence there.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx. Ace and Friends.
Hey, imagine if your parents are divorced, or if you are divorced. Imagine the couple moving back in together for a few weeks.
Yeah, this is wild.
I am from divorced parents. My parents split when I was 10. They finally got divorced when I was like 12. It took a while. But I can't imagine my dad moving back in for 2 months while his place was getting ready. But that's what happened to this woman on TikTok who lives with her mom, or I'm assuming she lives there. Does she live there?
Yeah, I think so.
And she's in her 20s. And dad moved back in for 8 weeks while his apartment was being renovated.
Crazy.
Here's the thing. It doesn't do us any good to play you any of the TikTok. Because you've got to see it all to understand what's happening. But this couple looks like they should still be married.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
Having a great time together. They're cutting up and laughing, and the daughter's filming them, and they're making jokes and, you know, being very playful with each other and all kinds of stuff.
You only see one side of divorce always. So this was like a weird, I'd never seen anything like that. They're playing pickleball on Saturday with the daughter and, you know, going out together and going for walks and stuff.
Here's the thing though. I watched that and thought, that's awesome. That even in their, if they're divorced, they can still get along.
Yeah.
Because I always think about the same person every time. And I'm divorced and remarried, but I think about, my daughter had a friend, and her parents would only speak to each other through the daughter. They hated each other. And they would tell her, you know, tell your mom, I don't want to hear anything else about money. You'll get it on the 5th.
Oh, brother.
Tell your dad when you go over there that he needs to shut his mouth and get the paper signed or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, and I just wanted to give her a hug every time I saw her, like, oh. It's not your job.
I'm sorry.
They should not be doing that.
Yeah.
So it's awesome when you see people who, even though they've divorced, can still remain friends. They can interact together. Even if one of them or both of them marries again or gets involved in a relationship and they can be friendly and everybody can hang out. I think that does, that's wonderful for the kids.
And even if it's only when the daughter's around.
Yeah.
That's totally fine too. I'm like, if you're going to put on your best face because the daughter's around, God bless you.
If
that's what it takes.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're doing it for the daughter. That's the important thing. You're doing something to help the kids. It's a huge thing to be civil to each other because that is a weight as a kid of divorce. That is a terrible cross to bear. And to know that, oh God, my parents are going to argue. They hate, you know, they come to your ball games and you got to worry about, are they sitting next to each other? Are they going to argue? Is this going to be a problem?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a hassle. It's just a wonderful thing to see. I don't know how many people could do it, but it's a wonderful thing to see. The video every daughter should see. There's a great lesson here. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
I don't think you can be too cautious if you have a daughter in trying to help them prepare for a future in which they make good decisions about their safety. Is this the video that every daughter needs to see on TikTok?
A friend of mine helped a man out this weekend and it ended tragically. And if you never hear another thing I say, hear this. The role I give my daughter as a woman moving through this world, there's nothing a grown man needs your help with. I'm sad to say it, but not a tire, not getting something out of his trunk, not lifting something, not getting something down from a shelf. If a grown man needs help, he needs a grown man of equal or greater stature.
That is 100% correct.
Never heard it put like that.
I hadn't either. It's a great way to phrase it. There is not anything a grown man needs a woman's help for. Not changing a tire, not anything.
Getting something off a shelf, nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of crazy. It's sad to think like that, but it's probably true.
Yeah. He might, if you're in a store, he might have a question like, I don't know what this is. Can you tell me? You can do that at a safe distance.
Yeah. One woman was sitting in her car the other day. She goes, I don't care if you're a man, woman, whatever. Don't come up to my car in a parking lot. Don't walk up to me in a parking lot. Period. Ever.
Agreed.
I don't care who it is. And that's pretty good, too.
That's 100% accurate. I don't know why a woman would pull. If a guy is broken down on the side of the road, no woman should ever pull over to try to help that guy. Mm-mm. You just don't. There's no reason for you to pull over. Some guy will pull over and help him, or he can handle it himself. Plus, he's probably got a cell phone.
Yeah. That's good advice, though.
If you are in at any kind of a store, gas pump, whatever, and a man, he doesn't need to be approaching you, asking you questions or anything like that. That's not necessary.
Mm-mm.
I thought that was wonderful advice.
Mm-hmm.
No, tell every daughter, no man should ever need your assistance with anything. Not a tire, not getting anything down, not moving something. If he needs help, he needs to find a man of the same or greater stature. Great lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
There's a list out of the greatest boyfriends and girlfriends from books. And I have questions. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
When it comes to books, is there a particular woman you think of immediately and think, oh, she was the best girlfriend ever in a book? 2,000 romance readers were asked, who are the best boyfriends and girlfriends from books? One poll was a group that surveyed this. 2,000 romance readers. Here are the top three boyfriends from books. Number one, well, it goes 3-1. Number three, Edward from Twilight.
Okay.
Number two, Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey.
Spicy.
And number one, Noah Calhoun from The Notebook as the greatest boyfriend from a novel ever. Top three girlfriends. Number three, Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. Number two, Bella from Twilight. And number one, Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, same thing.
And therein lies my question. I've never seen 50 Shades of Grey, but so Christian Grey is second on the boyfriend list. That was a spicy scenario, right?
I think so.
He was very demanding, and my understanding, you will do what I want. You will be here to please me, that kind of thing. Is that right?
I have no idea.
So. Yeah, I think so.
That's the way I understand it. I could be wrong. And he's picked as the second greatest boyfriend of all time.
Ooh.
In a novel.
Girl,
behind a vampire?
No, behind the guy from The Notebook.
Oh.
The guy from The Notebook was number one. Christian Grey finished just ahead of Edward from Twilight.
Yeah.
Edward was number three.
I want to date a vampire. What are you talking about?
I was just surprised that in all of literary history, both characters from 50 Shades of Grey finished in the top. Well, I wasn't as surprised that Anastasia Steele finished in that number one, or at least in the top three, because I can see where guys would think, hey, she's down for anything. Let's pick her.
50 Shades girl?
Yeah. Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades of Grey finished number one of the top three girlfriends.
I love reading romance.
Right. It's like,
how many guys are, that's the perfect girlfriend. I love 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, I don't know. Maybe women voted her the best girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Because of her willingness to get caught up in this life with Christian Grey and the Red Room and the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know much about that.
Doesn't it just seem weird?
Mm-hmm. Did they do weird stuff to each other? It's not just like a sample book.
It's pretty graphic.
I think.
I'm pretty sure it's quite graphic.
Like how? What are we talking about?
What are we talking about, Rob?
I mean, I've never read it, but I know women were really into it. So they're gross. They're dirty minded. So
all women are dirty minded.
Yeah, they're messed up.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
What'd you just say, Rob? Women's is devious?
Yes, women's is devious.
What makes you say, Take Me Rob, that women is devious?
Well, I mean, just like Riggins was talking about during the break, or maybe it was you, the memes where it's like, what do you think I'm reading versus what I am reading? And the what I am reading is always way more disgusting.
Does Meredith read trashy novels like where they're very risque?
No, she doesn't read. I know that sounds bad, but
she can't read or she doesn't.
I'm surprised. I thought most school teachers read.
Well, she can't find time in her busy schedule of watching murder on TV to do that.
Okay, so she's too busy watching murder while she gets home.
Right.
But so she doesn't watch anything that you'd be like, wow, this is rather risque what you're watching here.
No, nothing specific.
Okay.
She's just into murders. So I think that's more alarming personally.
Oh, there's a TikTok that's going viral of a woman whose significant other has a blanket that she's had for her entire life.
Yeah.
Check this out.
I'd share this because I'm proud of it. My girlfriend is turning 25 tomorrow, and this is her comfort item, her childhood baby blanket.
It's a ratty green blanket. You can see through it.
She's
it's
very
so thin.
Attached to it.
Yeah.
Anyways, she would not like the fact that I'm touching it right now. It's her favorite thing in the world. Like, I guess everybody has their thing. It's just sometimes I wake up with one of its tentacles in my mouth, and that's pretty off-putting. But anyways, for her birthday.
So what she goes on to show is for her birthday, she made little cookies and everything with the covered in the blanket. I mean, it looks like they're all covered in the blanket.
It's so gross.
But you had a girlfriend that had one of those blankets.
Yeah. And she, when I first started staying over there, well, pretty much every time I stayed over there, she would shove it between the mattress and the wall so I didn't see it. And then one day I was like changing the sheets on her bed and I was like, oh, what is that? She freaked out, and I saw it, and I pulled it out. It's so gross.
Because watching this video, the girl held up the blanket, and you can literally see through the blanket. Yeah. She held up the blanket, and then she put it back, but when she was making the bed, she put it back under her pillow and then covered it up so the girl wouldn't know that. I guess that's where it stays.
Yeah,
so
she's like,
her girlfriend wouldn't know that she'd been touching the blanket.
Yeah, that's how protective. And the fact that it goes in her mouth sometimes. My ex-girlfriend's was like so ratty, and it was about the size of a napkin, but it was originally a big blanket, so it was just like, you know, torn apart.
But did she get upset if you grabbed it, touched it, or whatever?
I don't think I ever did touch it.
So gross.
It was that gross? Like
that. Oh, God. It looked like the biggest world's biggest dust bunny, you know?
Do you get upset if people see your stuffed animal, like if women touch Pan Pan?
I wouldn't. No, not at all. But I'd make sure that doesn't happen.
You're not getting close to Pan Pan.
I wouldn't get upset, but you're not going to touch Pan Pan.
I hide him in the darkest corner.
Nobody's touching Pan Pan.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
Hey, don't forget, we got a lot of stuff happening. The new edition of TJ's podcast is out, which if you're not checking it out, you should be. Every day TJ does a podcast. You can hear it on the app live at 10 Eastern. Then it's downloadable, so you can hear it right now. You can go download it wherever you download podcasts. But it's really good. Very free form, long form, just kind of goes, and it's really very entertaining. So check that out. TJ's podcast every single day. Plus, be sure to check out TJ and Jody's House podcast, which is out today as well. Every Monday, that comes out. I'm beginning to wonder if people understand space anymore. Two encounters quickly. One in the grocery store over the weekend where I get it. We're kind of in the same area while we're trying to look at stuff in the grocery store where you're making a decision. So when you're standing in the chip section, it's pretty big. You can pretty much though see where you are. I don't need old guy stopping to stand right next to me while I'm trying to make it. I'm looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey man, you need to take a step or two to your left.
Yeah.
I'm standing there with the buggy. He walks up and just, it's like, it's almost like we're together looking for something. And I kind of did a double take like, oh, dude, what? And I had to push the buggy and I had to move down when I was standing there first trying to get some Tostitos.
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't budge.
And here's the other one. Friday afternoon, a man and I went out on the lake for a little while. In-laws had the baby. We're out on the lake and we're hanging out in this little cove area. I've dropped anchor and there's another boat way over there and another boat over there. And this two couples come in, they just ease in and they end up like relatively 30 yards away, 20, 30 yards away. Sounds like a lot. But, you know, you got music playing or whatever, and they're right there.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hey, there's a whole area out here. Why would you decide to come be close to anybody?
Yeah.
Two couples on a boat, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's weird.
When you want to, you know, do whatever you're doing somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
where you're not on top of somebody, hearing their music or whatever.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why people can't figure out how space works anymore.
Oh, I mean, this is like classic first world problems. Oh, the other couple on their boat got too close to my boat.
Whatever. I just don't understand how people.
I get it, though.
Does it sound that way? I didn't mean for it to sound that way.
No, no.
Sounded bad?
But no, it's kind of like the urinal thing. You know, if there's a line of urinals and you stand next to mine, one I'm at, that's weird.
Yeah.
Get away. You got 10 other ones to choose from.
In the movie theater, you would never pick the seat right next to a stranger to sit in unless there were no other seats available on that row kind of thing.
Yeah. I've had that happen before, though. I booked a seat and I got in there and there's somebody else booked right beside me, no other seats. I just moved.
Right beside you?
Yeah.
But there were other seats available?
Many, many regular other seats available.
Something was weird about that.
Yeah, I when I saw that, because I always check it before the movie starts just to see if I need to go ahead and cancel. Hey.
You think that was popcorn?
You want popcorn? Trick in the movie?
There's a popcorn in my lap if you want.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
The internet can be a vicious place because when people can sit in their basements or sit in their beds and say anything they want, they're empowered with more power than they really should have. Things they would never say to your face because they don't have the guts. This is, listen to this. I was so struck by this.
How mean the world can be. Go look at JoJo Siwa's comments. Like, I don't love her. I don't hate her either. But she's like putting out this new song, and this guy's like, hey, JoJo, I just want to let you know your new song's a game changer. A couple years ago, I was in a car accident and paralyzed from the waist down. And when I heard your song, I stood up to go turn it off.
Rob, that was my reaction the first time I heard it too. Oh, God. Then I thought, I should not laugh at that. That's a terrible thing to say to somebody. Ooh. But that was a funny line. Sorry.
Holy crap.
Yeah, you didn't really see that coming, did you?
Took a left turn there. It's mean, but.
But it did make me laugh.
It's very funny.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, that's not nice, but wow, that was funny. That's a good line.
And there's like 10,000 of those, like just, but not as funny, but just vicious. People are just vicious to her.
Yeah, there's no, I don't care who it is, unless they've done something to harm you.
Yeah.
There's no need to be mean to people like that. I just don't like the just being mean.
Yeah. Is she kind of annoying? Yeah, she's kind of annoying. But so is, you know, maybe some of your coworkers. You wouldn't walk up to them and be like, I was in a car accident, but I got up to come over here to tell you to shut up. But you wouldn't do that. It's not nice. But yeah, they get behind those phones, man.
Yeah, everybody thinks I've got to say something. No, you don't.
Daggum, keyboard you
really
warriors.
Don't. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely, you really don't have to always mm-mm. say something.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
I found a list of questions, and we're going to answer the question, at what age? At what age should you be allowed to do some of the things that we have on this list? Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
We know what age you can drink legally, 21. You can vote at 18, but there are a lot of things that are just more subjective. So I found this game called At What Age? Now, this will be interesting because I have had three kids now. Riggins has no kids, never been married, and Rob is in a 9-year-long relationship now, still with no children. So at what age should someone be able to start dating? Like on a date?
13.
Yeah, that's probably what I would say. Maybe a little, maybe 12, maybe 11.
What?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe 60.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm like supervised dates is what I'm thinking.
No, I'm thinking on a date, 16.
Okay.
Well, if you might can like go to a middle school dance and maybe they can come over and eat every now and then, but that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. That's kind of what I was picturing.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I did it. At what age should someone be able to refuse a call without feeling guilty? Just not answer the phone and not feel guilty about it.
Late 20s.
Really?
I think so.
At any point in time, you should be able to refuse, just not answer the phone without feeling guilty about it, I think. If you just don't want to talk to somebody, you shouldn't have to talk to them.
Yeah.
I don't think. At what age should someone be able to assemble IKEA furniture without leftover parts?
Oh, that's a good one.
I would say mid-20s. Like, you should have, your brain's fully formed by then. You can figure it out.
Yeah, I would say sometime in college, probably 20 or 21.
Yeah, I'd say about 21, yeah. Something like that. At what age should someone be able to tell the difference between your YOUR and your YOUR?
8 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, young.
Yeah, by high school, you should be able to know how to do that. At what age should someone be able to survive a whole day without Wi-Fi?
I would love to say any age, I really think. But I don't think people, I think people would lose their minds.
Rob, if you got up and the Wi-Fi was off at your house, would you be fine?
I don't like it, but I mean, I've gone through it.
Yeah.
You would survive.
You would. Yeah. You didn't commit suicide when you found out the Wi-Fi was turned off?
No.
Okay.
Made some angry phone calls, but no.
Yeah.
At what age should someone be able to wrap a gift without using an entire roll of tape?
yeah, that's a good one. 25.
Really? You give them that far?
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Okay. At what age should someone be able to parallel park in less than 5 attempts?
50.
Yeah, I did choose that one for a reason, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Well, we've reached the end of another great episode of Ace and Friends. Well, that's great. Might be a little bit of an exaggeration. I got a lot going on today, though.
That flew by.
It did fly by. Fun, funny, and fast, man. We gave you at least one of the F's today.
Yeah. Oh, I got a big F for you.
Yeah, we kept it fast. All right, Regan's favorite thing from today's show.
Well, I'm invested in this Ace being on a reality show storyline. So
yeah, I don't know. It's like the last one. So and I watched. You know what? I was because I almost ended up on The Circle. Because my wife convinced me to try out for it. This one, they came looking to us.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. We'll see. The lady's very nice. Oh, I was going to say was, I did watch some of The Circle over the weekend. It was kind of like, I would not have done good on this.
Do you want to do this one?
I don't know.
You don't know if you want to do
it. I don't know because I don't know enough about it. They haven't really got... Today, we'll really learn what it's about. The way the lady described it was, it is not... it's a major network. It is not... a show that's geared toward being trashy. It's more about following the life and the love of age gap couples. And I was like,
That's not a TV show, though. Come on, you're making TV. Yeah, I'm like, you got to have some drama. There's got to be some hook in here.
You know, I don't know.
It's about following them until the last episode when it's a cage match with the other age gap couples. Yeah. You're like, wait, whoa, what?
Now, upside of this, I did think to myself, well, wait a minute. You know, maybe it pays a little bit.
Maybe there's a paycheck.
That's really the main thing I'm interested in. Maybe there's a little paycheck in it.
Sure.
B, these people usually get to take some pretty cool trips. So maybe they'll send us somewhere cool.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think, I think they're looking for someone more glamorous than we are. Big house, money, that kind of thing.
Maybe.
And I don't have that. Don't have it, you know, so it's one of those deals. So I don't know. I tend to think we're not glam enough.
Are there a lot of age gap couples that are really glamorous?
I'm sure there are because like there are a lot of guys that are rich that have, they're wealthy that have younger wives, you know, and I'm not wealthy.
If you didn't make it because you weren't glamorous enough, would Amanda be like, I wish you were more glamorous. We needed this.
You did not help.
Rob, I don't know the answer to that, but don't think I haven't asked myself that same question 100 times. Like, oh my God, if we don't get this, she's going to blame it on me for not being glam enough.
Yeah. That's why you better put on that glam today. If they want you to be glam, put on a little makeup.
Put that damn Ric Flair robe on.
Yeah,
that's what they're looking for, Rob. That's what they're looking for. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ace and Friends.